Baltimore City Public Schools will continue with online-only classes through at least mid-October, and the district is set to make an announcement soon about the rest of the term. The Baltimore Teachers Union wants classes to stay online through the rest of this year. And last night, they staged a protest outside of BCPS headquarters outlining the rest of their demands. WYPR's Emily Sullivan was there.
What do we need before we start class? Mass testing and plexiglass!
Dozens of teachers stood 6 feet apart outside their school district's looming administrative building on North Avenue as Franca Mueller-Paz, a teacher at Baltimore City College High School and union rep, took up a megaphone.
We are here because we love kids. And we are here because we love our educators. We will not put them on the line before it is time.
Mueller-Paz and her peers say that as Baltimore educators, they are the experts on successful city school operations, and that the district is not ready to reopen. They point to a lack of soap and water in some city schools, and a lack of air conditioning or thorough ventilation in others. They say the district hasn't invested in enough testing, personal protective equipment, and other precautions to ensure a safe reopening. Patrice Pilgrim is a teacher and a mom with two kids attending city schools. She says teachers need a realistic and thorough reopening plan before they can re-enter classrooms.
I have a colleague who has a class size digitally right now of almost 40 students. If you can't regulate class size in a virtual environment, how the hell is that supposed to happen in person?
The district had a small amount of students attend in-person summer school this year. When kids arrived, they entered buildings 6 feet apart, while officials took other protective actions. Teachers say that a similar procedure would take over an hour for a full school to complete. They're also worried about their own lives and the lives of their loved ones. Meg Gibson is a teacher at Belmont Elementary School. At the protest, she carried a sign with a drawing of a caged singing canary. It read,
"Open schools only when safe. Don't want to be a canary in the coal mine."
Gibson misses her students, but she says it'd be hard to keep a classroom full of young kids away from each other and herself. And that makes her nervous about spreading the coronavirus.
Because the nature of early learning is very tactile. It's very social. Children at that age need to be around each other. That goes without saying. And I want to be back there with them. But I think that if we think we can do it safely yet, it's just magical thinking.
A fraction of U.S. deaths from COVID-19 occurred in children. According to the CDC, black and brown children, which make up a large portion of city students, were disproportionately affected. That concerns Angie Winder, a member of the Parents Community Advisory Board, which advises school CEO Santelisa's. Winder has a kindergartner at Yorkwood Elementary.
It's not a price tag you can put on our babies. You know, $10 million is nothing when you have to bury a child, you know, and then you can say, oops. I don't want to say oops.
School CEO Santelisa's has said she will make an announcement on what's next for the more than 80,000 city students and teachers on October 16th. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.